At the last regional health forum meeting, I had asked for the wait times and wait numbers, those patients waiting on appointments at Letterkenny University Hospital compared to other hospitals across the western and northwestern region. We've 676 people in Donegal on the waiting list for a haematology appointment, and 200 of them are waiting for over a year. When you compare that to Mayo, as an example, you have the wait time of 1 month, and you have no one really waiting any longer than that. In Sligo, there's 363 on the waiting list, and there's 51 waiting for more than a year. Even in Galway, there's 566 on the waiting list and only 36 waiting more than a year. So it shows that people have, yet again, much worse wait times in Letterkenny and across Donegal.
Remind our listeners, and some will be acutely aware, an example as to why you might be referred to haematology.
Yeah, so I suppose haematology is around anything to do with blood disorders. So that'll include lymphomas, leukemia and anything else. And some of them require urgent attention, and some of them are, I suppose, more slow burners that require regular kind of checkups. And a lot of that isn't happening. And I know that haematologists and the haematology team in Letterkenny in particular feel extremely overwhelmed by the level of work that they have to do. And they're not getting neither the senior nor the junior support that they need. So they don't have an adequate number of registrars and junior doctors in the haematology team to help with that appointment's workload. And that's what's driving up the wait times for people. And that then also has an impact on the emergency department, because GPs will have to send people into the emergency department in order to be seen, because they're not being seen enough as outpatients, or the time is taking too long for them to get an appointment. And that just affects everyone then, because anyone who is going to the emergency department is competing with people who should be seen as outpatients. And that's across all disciplines.
Yeah, so what have the HSE said in terms of improving services in this area?
Yeah, they've said that they're trying to recruit an additional haematology consultant. And while that is welcome, you know, this is the answer to everything. And absolutely, additional human resources in any kind of discipline of medicine in the hospital is very welcome. But it's more that we actually need a review of the team and how it operates.